Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic bee.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a key.
Here's David Hollander.
Welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host. And it's so great to be with you here this morning. For those of you just joining us for the first time, welcome. People around here, well, they call me the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions each week, right here. And that's because I am an attorney and a financial advisor. We are broadcasting live right now out of our little studio. And if you have a question, maybe you want to know what's going to happen to PG&E. That's a great question. Call 808-5627. You don't need a prefix. Call 808-5627. Or if you don't want to be on the air, then you can always tweet me a question anytime you like. Maybe something comes up during the week. You want to know what you should do. You can ask the Sandman, and you can do that by going to @PYA Radio. Again, that's @PYA Radio. Anytime you like. You know how they say that kids are expensive? Well, I can tell you from personal experience that is true. I'm still feeling the pain, but retirees can be expensive too. What do I mean by that? Well, this past week, Talvi decided to walk into the office, and she and I were reviewing her account on eMoney, and we were talking about her upcoming retirement plans. You see, she wants to leave work this December. She's 62, and her health care stays at her job. So she's going to have to go on COBRA and then covered California. But as we started going over her travel plans, insurance needs, food budget, and of course taxes, and then Social Security will kick in terms of income in the future, and then of course 401k distributions, it all started to dawn on her that retirement is just going to cost more. Were you aware of this, that when you retire, you could actually be paying more taxes and having higher costs? Well, if you weren't thinking about that, but you're thinking about retiring soon, then today's show is just for you, because I'm going to help you plan and prepare for spending more money in retirement. Between travel, fitness, utilities, health care, retirement costs, it's going to cost you more than you expected. So don't get caught off guard. Keep it tuned right here as I share things that will cost you more in retirement. Now, let's get started. We had a really good email came in from Ruby in San Francisco. And so here it goes. Mr. Hollander, a friend was listening to your radio program and got your law office name and shared information. We're checking on what are the chances for a conservatee to reverse his conservatorship. He doesn't like his conservator, and only having actually now realized taste of losing privacy and independence, being in a conservatorship under the San Francisco Superior Court probate court system, quote, guise of protecting the conservatee's financials. This is Ruby. I'm concerned for my friend. He may have mild levels of dementia, but not incapacitated as yet, and he'd like to handle his affairs himself, selling land, etc., with his own choice of agents versus one controlled by the conservator. Feels like he's in the dark. Thanks. So, Ruby, thanks for the question. You know, conservatorships are tough. And what those are is once a conservatorship is appointed, meaning the court's appointed someone to look after somebody else, that's really what it is. And it sounds like here this person, your friend, didn't have a will which spelled out who his or her conservator would be. Which means that in that case, then the court gets to pick who the conservator will be. And there's a long list of people that are usually on that list that the court picks randomly. So you don't know these people. They don't know you. They're supposed to be looking out for your best interest. Sounds like here you're not happy with that. Your friend's not happy with what's going on right now. So what can happen is you can hire an attorney who could petition the court to change conservatorships. And maybe you could find another conservator who would do a better job. So that's something I would start out with, Ruby. Try that out. But I would caution most people out there, try and avoid conservatorships. If it's possible at all, create a revocable living trust, have power of attorneys in place, both healthcare and financial, and pick somebody who you trust to be that person to help you make decisions when you start to suffer from, say, dementia or Alzheimer's. Not real difficult to make these documents, but again, here's a situation where it sounds like this person didn't do it, and now all of a sudden they're feeling the pain of the court making decisions for you, which, of course, it's not fun, and I understand. All right. You know how they say that kids are expensive? Well, I can tell you from personal experience that is true, and I am still feeling the pain. So it came up this week. We were talking about retirees, and you know what? Retirees and retiring can be expensive too. So today on Protect Your Assets, we're going to help you better plan and prepare for spending more money in retirement than you expected. When you start to look at things like healthcare, travel, fitness, utilities, and giving as part of your strategy, retirement may cost you a lot more than you expected. And now that you're going to have roughly an extra $2,000 a year now at your disposal, you could get caught off guard. So we're going to share with you this morning things that will cost you more in retirement. So earlier, how all this started is we had Talvi come in and talk to me this week, and we were going over her situation. Now, let me give you her situation. Talvi is a widower. She works in the Santa Clara area. She is 62. Her husband passed away a couple years ago. And she has a son now who's moved out of the house. He is gainfully employed, thank God. He's off the dole. And she's now looking forward to, you know, ending her working career at this company she's been with for over 25 years. So we've been building a retirement plan for her over several years, and something we called e-money. And she's getting ready this December at the end of the year to leave. And she's just going to go ahead and walk away from the job. And starting next year in 2020, she's on her own. So she's really excited about this, but she's also a little bit stressed because this is a whole new phase of her life. And she's got to make some really big decisions. Like, should she keep her house? Should she move to another area? Because now that her son's moved, she'd like to be with him. And of course, if he gets married and has a child, which I hear he may on the way, who knows? These are things that are exciting to her. So as we reviewed her budget, healthcare came up as one of the big items that we needed to deal with. And so I thought it would be a good idea this morning to talk to you about what's going to happen if you're thinking about retiring at, say, 62. What does that mean for your healthcare? Well, when she retires from her job has decided they're going to keep her health care with them. In other words, she's not going to have any health insurance when she leaves work. It's called non-portability. And that's what it is. So you may want to find out if you're going to be in the same situation, if your health care is portable, right? After 25 years. Thanks a lot, guys. In her case, she loses it. So it probably doesn't come as a big surprise to you that you're going to spend more on medical care when you retire than you did when you were working. And as you age, the cost of that care will just keep continuing. According to this was a research done by the Employee Benefit Research Institute, the EBRI. The percent of someone's household total spending on health care. Now, this is nationally. This is not just in California. They said that it increases from 8% in pre-retirement to over 19% post-retirement. So it's a good double when you're looking at the cost of care. But I see locally that it's actually more than that, because my experience has seen the average cost for health insurance for, say, someone who's around 62, 63, it's somewhere around $850 a month when you're paying for it yourself, and you're getting, I'd say, an average type of plan, because remember, Medicare doesn't start until you're 65. So in Talvi's case, she's 62. She will be 62, still 62 towards the end of this year. Of course, she'll turn 63 next year. But her option, because she's going to retire in January, is she's going to have to go on COBRA. And then what she'll do next year in 2020, as November rolls around, that's when we'll go for covered California. Now, because her income has been a certain level this year because of work, dividends and rents and things like that, she's not going to be really eligible or wouldn't want to go on covered California yet because it'll be too expensive. So for 2020, that's where we're setting up right now to score a touchdown, if you will, a la 49ers. Hey, they're doing pretty good, aren't they? But that's what we're trying to do for next November, because that's when she'll go in and apply for covered California and hopefully lower her premiums and get better benefits, which, of course, she's entitled to do. So why not do that? Now, some other things for you to consider and be ready for, which are unpredictable when you talk about healthcare, are things like this. You may have a diagnosis that comes up out of nowhere. This is just something that could change. It's now something you have to deal with. You could have hospitalization. And remember, if you are on Medicare at that point in time, you will have a deductible that you're going to have to pay even though you have Medicare. Most likely, you're going to have some sort of prescription medication. I mean, good for you if you're not taking any, but as you get older, they become much more common, and it's just part of your overall budget. And, of course, medical supplies, medical services, and if you're looking at home care or facility care, all that are things that you should factor into your budget as part of building your retirement plan. And so I think you should try to become a little bit more educated about these sort of things specifically and how they're going to affect you if you are considering retiring. Many of my clients attend our workshops. We do them all around the Bay all the time. In fact, we have one coming up next week, next Thursday, if I'm right. Yes, I am. Next Thursday, October 17th. We are going to be in Oakland, and this will be right out of our headquarters. We're doing new events now right out of our new, I'd say it's a nice display area. So you can come in, and we have a little workshop there, and it'll be at 7 p.m. You can sign up for it online right now. You can go to libertygroupllc.com, click on the upcoming events tab, and you can register right there, October 17th, 7 p.m. Lots of free parking, and we will have some nice little tasty morsels for you. But anyway, we'll talk more about this specifically at that meeting. When we come back, we're going to keep talking about the subject about retirement actually costing more. So coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where we're going to share one way your home will actually cost you more in retirement, even if it's paid off. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. That's me. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And you're listening to Protect Your Assets on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. Over the break, we had a call come in. It's Alan from Watsonville. And you can always call the show anytime at 808-KNBR. So, good morning, Alan. What's your question?
Well, I don't have a question as much as I have a comment. I've got to say, I'm an avid fan of Protect Your Assets, but I must say, Mr. Sandman. I've been losing a little bit of sand lately.
Okay.
So anyway, this comment comes on the wings of what you said earlier in the show about the PG&E pension buyouts and pension options.
Okay, I was talking earlier about the GE. It was GE, not PG&E. So
oh,
PG&E. You know, this is
my
GE.
Bad.
That's
my,
okay.
It's a GE. Well, I learned recently a very, very important lesson that I want to share with your listeners.
Go ahead.
If that's okay. And I've learned that I have a pension, I've learned something very new. I also have an annuity that I just annuitized, and there's of course with your options, there's one in there called joint and survivor, and joint and survivor I thought was sort of a you know, like a brand name. I mean, it's the same in every sense, joint and survivor. But I've learned recently that it's not, and it's very different. And I wanted to talk about it, you know, over the year. So I've learned that joint and survivor with my pension, and I elected to take a 50% joint and survivor, and that means that if I die, my wife gets 50% of my pension. But in contrast with my annuity, that's through an insurance company. Joint and survivor means something not entirely different, but it has a different twist. It means that both. Man and wife have to be alive in order to get the pension benefit or the annuity benefit. That is to say that if your wife, which is not the contract owner, in this case I was the contract owner, if my wife dies, she passes on and I end up getting the 50% of my own annuity.
Oh, interesting. Okay. So, yeah, I mean, you're bringing up, this is, thank you for bringing this to our attention. You know, this is very common, and that's why I think it's really important that people understand when they annuitize something or when they make a decision that's irrevocable, that it has repercussions. And so, like Alan was just talking about, it's super important that you understand before you make that decision, you know, what's going to happen with those payments? How are they going to pay out? And how are certain things going to happen if one of you were to predecease the other? You know, look at both options and run them both out and see what makes the most sense when it comes to your cash flow and retirement, because that is an irreversible decision. And once you make it, that's it. So, again, look at all the options, see what's best for your situation, and then go forward with that. And again, thank you for bringing that to our attention. And today we're talking about how kids are expensive, but so is retirement. And when you make decisions like Alan was just talking about, it could become expensive for you because you may actually create more income than you thought. You also may create less income than you thought, and that could be expensive in terms of just not having money you need. So when you look at healthcare, when you look at income, when you look at travel, fitness, utility bills, retirement can just cost you more. And now you have an extra 2,000 hours at your disposal. So now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes bad advice that they say. So here's one they say, that your cost of home ownership goes down in retirement, especially if you've paid off your mortgage. Is that true? Well, you know, certainly if your mortgage is paid off and you don't have that expense anymore, it seems like your monthly cash flow would increase. But remember, that doesn't mean that your cost of maintaining your home goes down. In fact, it could actually end up costing more And that's because the average retired household spends more each year on utilities than the average working household does, according again to the Urban Institute. Why is this? Well, because retirees are home a lot more now. And so they're using much more of their utilities, the electricity. Obviously, we know how expensive that's becoming, gas and water. But also, you're using your property more. And so now you're also needing to do things like maintenance. This week alone, we had someone come in who had to redo something in the kitchen. And then next thing you know, they're redoing more of the kitchen. Next thing you know, it's $100,000 they need to get. So these sort of things, particularly now in the Bay Area with the cost of just having someone help you with your house, it's expensive. And so these are things that you need to understand when you retire. Your house could end up costing you a lot more. So that's why I recommend you increase your budget on your financial plan by at least 35% on things like utilities and maybe maintenance, things like that. Increase those. And now with interest rates on 30-year fixed mortgages at such low rates, prices on real estate are at all-time highs, and an uncertain market drop or a recession just around the corner, many of my clients, particularly in the South Bay, are thinking about cashing in the equity in their home and moving to a less expensive area to retire in. Let's face it, traffic, crime, noise, and pollution make it difficult to live in the Bay Area. Add to that, once your kids finally move out, downsizing that multi-bedroom home for a condominium or a townhouse and freeing up all that equity you've built up all these years can really be a financial no-brainer. So if you're thinking about this, then consider how the move-out process can set you back. There can be some big unexpected costs. So consider this. Earlier in the show, I was talking about Talvi. Remember Talvi? She's an engineer. She's in Santa Clara. She's 62 years old. She's been working for the same company for 25 years. She lost her husband a few years ago, and her son just moved to Austin, Texas. So she's going to retire in December. She's stopping work. January will be a brand new day for her. Talvi happens to live in Los Altos, and her home is now worth $3.2 million. You heard me right, $3.2 million. So Talvi and Jack, who was her husband who passed away, they bought their home in 1982 for $375,000. They made some upgrades, redid the kitchen, bathrooms, yard, thing like that. So their basis right now is $675,000. However, when Jack passed away, Talvi received a step up in basis on the property, and now her basis is $3 million. So we recommended that she get an appraisal when Jack passed away, and we also filed a 706 tax return for her to preserve that tax credit. Talvi's main concern was that she wouldn't have enough money to live on if she retired in January, moved, and stopped having those paychecks come in every 2 weeks. So Talvi agreed that a written comprehensive plan could go a long way towards easing her concerns. So that's what we did. We sat down and we made up her plan with her. We found that by selling her house, it freed up over $3 million in new liquid assets that she could use to relocate and be with her son and soon-to-be grandchild, oops, without having to work another day in her life. Now, I've found that sitting down and working together on a plan can help alleviate the concerns that Talvi expressed. Talvi had a chance to talk about what she wanted out of retirement, whether it's traveling the world, playing golf, tennis, relocating to another state, spending time with her new grandchild. The plan tells us what you can do and how you'll make it work with the resources you have. It's time for a quick break, but when I come back, find out what's the one thing you can do in retirement that will cost you something each day, but will yield the best dividend ever. It's all coming up next, so stick around.
Planning for retirement today can be like a gigantic roller coaster you've never been on before. And right after that kid straps you into your seat and says you're good to go, you notice they forgot to tie their own shoes. Well, it could be a bumpy ride, but don't white knuckle your retirement planning. Call 866-PROTECT and let David Hollander help you throw your hands in the air like you just don't care. Enjoy the rest of the ride. Here's the Sandman.
Welcome back. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman, and you're listening to Protect Your Assets. And one of the greatest ways to get some help is in one of our educational workshops. And so this Thursday, for the first time ever, we're going to be doing an event at our company headquarters in Oakland. And we've created a little theater, if you will, for you to show up and enjoy our company. Free parking. Great. I'll just say some surprises for you. So come on down and learn all about your retirement. So one of the best ways to register for that is to go to PYA Events. Stands for Protect Your Assets. PYAEvents.com. And you can register right there, and you can certainly bring a friend. So, again, pyaevents.com and register for our workshop this Thursday. Now, I would like to wish a happy birthday to Norm Claus, Mary Carroll, Annie Winter, Jim Harold, Dennis Jang, Daryl Rania, Jason Yu, and Susan Mraz. I hope you have an amazing birthday week, guys. So we've been talking this morning about how retirement can be more expensive. And if you're just joining us on today's episode, we've been talking about some of the things that when you retire end up costing you more. And so earlier we were talking about healthcare and about your house. And think about it this way. When you stop working, you're going to be spending about 2,000 hours more just doing things that aren't really work related. And so many retirees use some of that time to get in shape. And they do that in order to live a long and healthy second half of their life. But just know that that could cost you more money, like gym memberships and those fitness classes like yoga and this soul cycle. I mean, I know it's fun, but that's more money. So you're going to have to come up with money to spend on those sort of things. And research has shown that retirement itself is a motivator to get fit. So as you think about retirement, it's really important you start thinking about your physical well-being and some of the things you're going to do to maintain that, whether it be diet, whether it be exercise, whether it be taking classes like we were talking about. So with a flexible schedule, free of commuting and the stress of just a busy work week and what it's like to have your normal work day, many retirees start to drop a lot of those unhealthy habits. And so drinking, smoking, things like that are changed for healthier alternatives. So, you know, now you may be eating healthier food, looking at organic, really thinking about the water that you're consuming and maybe even polluting that you're not aware of, and you start learning about these things, how you can change that. So according to this, approximately 53% of retired Americans participate in physical activity, and they allocate, get this, so use this as part of your budget, about 13% of their annual spending to fitness and leisure activities. And because of this, according to Fung Global Retail and Technology, they say that the fitness industry is starting to cater to retirees as well, offering more specific and, they say, pricey gym options for an aging population. So I would just say build into your budget an item that's, you know, 13-15% of your spend on things that are going to be related to just staying fit, not healthcare. We're just talking about staying fit. So how do you manage it all? Well, it's easy. I'd like you to do this. I'd like you to picture a day when you don't have to worry about money, taxes, or what you're going to do about your healthcare anymore. Imagine a day when you're standing on a deck looking at the beautiful blue Mediterranean, and you're trying to decide, should you have a rosé or an Aperol spritz? And then suddenly your wife catches your eye, and she thanks you for making all of this happen. I'd like to give a personal thank you to my entire team for making this a great show. And I'd like everybody to just have an amazing weekend. Enjoy the Bay. And I don't know, but I think the Niners could pull off another win today. And if they, I'm sorry, tomorrow. And if they do, what would that mean? That would be huge. So go Niners, everybody, right? Have a great weekend. I'll talk to you next weekend. And go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent, number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.
A Kojo Media Experience.